This meeting of the House State Affairs Committee will come to order. The time is 3:10 on May 11th. Members present are Representative Craig Johnson, Representative Armstrong, Representative Story, Representative Wright, and myself, Representative Shaw. We have a quorum. Please silence your cell phones. Anyone in the audience have any need to pass a note to committee members today, please get the attention of my committee aide, Josh Walton, and he'll take care of it. As always, our thanks to our committee secretary, Sophia Tenney, and for teleconferencing, Zach Lawhorn. Our agenda today is House Bill 118, sponsored by Representative Delana Johnson, Senate Bill 119, sponsored by Senator Myers, and House Bill 42, sponsored by Rules by request of the governor, and House Bill 157, sponsored by Representative Wright, which we'll be bringing under bills previously heard and scheduled. So our first order of business is House Bill 118, an act relating to the sale and possession of used detached catalytic converters and establishing the crime of possession, sale, or purchase of a used detached catalytic converter, sponsored by Representative Delana Johnson. It's the second hearing for this bill. The bill was first heard on May 4th. It's our intention today, in coordination with the sponsor, to hold the bill over until next session. During the interim, we will work with the sponsor to develop a CS that helps to prevent unintended consequences and make the policy the best possible. I'd like to thank the sponsor for working with us, and I look forward to seeing the bill when it comes to through our process next session. With that, House Bill 118 is held over for a future hearing. Our second order of business, Senate Bill 119, an act relating to state identifications and driver's license for persons in the custody of the Department of Corrections, relating to state identification issued by the Department of Corrections, relating to the duties of the Commissioner of Corrections, relating to misconduct involving confidential information, relating to voter identification, relating to identification for fishing permits, relating to identification for debtor financing statements, and providing for an effective date. Sponsored by Senator Myers. It's the first hearing for this bill. However, the House companion to this legislation is House Bill 53, sponsored by Representative Gray. House Bill 53 had an initial hearing on March 16th. It's our intention today to hear the initial presentation of the bill from the bill sponsor, with a focus on the differences between the version of the bill and the bill we previously heard, to hear invited testimony and public testimony, and then to seek the will of the committee. Here to present the bill are Senator Myers' staff, Dawson Mann. Welcome, Mr. Mann, to the State Affairs Committee. Please put your name on the record and begin your presentation.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dawson Mann, staff to Senator Myers. Unfortunately, Senator Myers is still trapped on floor and wasn't able to make it, but without him, I will begin. I will briefly speak to the bill and then, with the chair's permission, move on to the sectional analysis. We also have present Representative Gray, who carried House Bill 53, which was the companion to this bill and might be able to speak to the differences between the previous version and this one. At its core, SB 119 is a relatively simple bill that provides easier access to identification cards for reentrance upon release and grants the Department of Corrections the statutory authority to issue state IDs for anyone leaving their custody that does not have an ID in their possession. Possession of a valid form of ID is a critical requirement to gain new employment, apply for housing, open a bank account, and many other activities essential to successful reentry into the community. Ensuring reentrants are supported during this transitional period and have access to critical quality of life amenities helps improve community well-being, public safety, and avoid recidivism. And with that, Mr. Chair, I would move on to the sectional analysis unless there are any questions.
No need for sectional analysis. I think you pretty much covered it in that opening, and we'll just move on from there.
Okay.
Okay. Get back to where we were. Representative Gray, would you like to come forward and make your comments on the bill, if you would, please?
Thank you, Chair Shaw. For the record, Representative Andrew Gray, House District 20, I want to thank the committee and Chair Shaw for hearing this Senate Bill 119 version of the bill. I'm grateful that I got to do the initial presentation for House Bill 53. At that time, we were going to create a committee substitute. We did create a committee substitute. The committee substitute, the main difference was, is that it meant that the Department of Corrections would be issuing their own form of identification to folks when they are released from incarceration. And what this bill is essentially doing is making that a valid state ID. That is the version of the bill that Senator Myers carried in the Senate. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Good. I'd like to welcome Representative Carpenter at 310. Any questions from committee members? Well, job well done, Representative Gray.
Thank you.
Looks like we have any questions, so thank you for your testimony. Anybody in the room that would like to provide testimony on Senate Bill 119? Yes, please come forward, introduce yourself, and provide your testimony. Let me go ahead and open it. Now you're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Don Habiger, and I am coalition coordinator for the Juneau Renfrew Coalition. And very quickly, the coalition's purpose, mission, is to ensure that barriers and gaps to successful reentry are dealt with and finding reasonable solutions to overcoming barriers and gaps. State ID has been a barrier or a gap in successful reentry. And I'm going to illustrate that very quickly with a story. In early November, I received a call from an individual looking for help to get their state ID. They had their inmate release form given to them by DOC. We headed off to DMV, and we discovered that even though they had their form, they were unsuccessful in getting a state ID. The reason they were unsuccessful was because they were not previously in the DMV system, and they were required to have a birth certificate in addition to that. And even though the state knew who they were, a month later, with birth certificate in hand, I again helped this gentleman go to the DMV to get a state ID. This time, he did not get his ID because he did not have a record of address. Because he didn't have an ID, because he didn't have a job within that month's time, he was at the local emergency shelter as living quarters, and we just declared that that was the place of residence, but it was not sufficient. We ran off and got a letter proving that he was resided at the local emergency shelter. And in this case, third time was the charm, and he got his state ID. The point of the story is that there ought to be a better way for the state to ensure successful reentry, to help that individual get their feet underneath them and get all the required access to services, whether it is, or get a job. And so that's the story. I think this bill is needed. Actually, the coalition thinks this bill is needed, and we would like to see the committee pass it out. Thank you for your time, Mr. Chair and members of the committee.
Thank you. And that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yes, sir. It actually happened.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any additional comments from members? Please come forward. Introduce yourself and present your testimony.
Thank you, Chair Shaw and Vice Chair Wright and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Michael Garvey. I'm Advocacy Director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, speaking in support of Senate Bill 119. Our organization supports efforts to ensure that people returning from their communities from prisons are equipped with valid identification, which is a critical piece of a person's reentry efforts. Too often, we hear about people who are released from prison with insufficient ID. In these circumstances, they may not be able to secure safe housing, apply for jobs, establish a consistent mailing address or bank account, have a steady phone number, access health care outside an emergency setting, or book air travel back to their families and communities if needed. These are routine day-to-day tasks that we take for granted. Without proper ID, that becomes one more task a person needs to handle if they are to survive outside of a prison. It is in the best interest of incarcerated people and the safety of our communities to guarantee that they have the basic tools needed to succeed and not feel ostracized by society. We are encouraged that Senate Bill 119 recognizes this reality and will make it a statutory responsibility of the Corrections Commissioner to ensure a person has identification when they are released. I want to thank Senator Myers and Representative Gray for their bill, or for their work on this bill. And I want to thank the committee for hearing it today and urge its support, urge its passage. Thank you.
Testimony, Mr. Garvey. Any additional questions from anybody sitting here today? Okay. I understand there's a zero fiscal note on this. Just want to make that a point for the record. Brings us to public testimony. I see none. I'm going to close public testimony. And nobody online. Okay. With that, I'd like to see what the committee would like to do. In our last hearing for House Bill 53, we didn't set a deadline for amendments in anticipation of a CS for the bill. We didn't receive any proposed amendments, but we have a CS before us. I'd like to survey the committee members if there's any interest in amending this bill. If there is, we'll set an amendment deadline and hold the bill over. Any such interest? None. Very well. With that, we'll hold this bill. Oh. What's the will of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 119, Work Order 33LS0711-Alpha, out of committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
With that, we have adopted Senate Bill 119.
Chair Shaw, may I make a comment?
Please. Representative Story.
Thank you, Chair Shaw and committee. Just wanted to say thanks to the bill sponsors for bringing this forward. I think this is a very respectful way to help transition people into the community. And so I'm grateful to see it moving out of committee today. Thank you.
Thank you, and we will move it with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendation. And we're going to take a brief at ease to sign the documents. Record. Final order of business today is House Bill 42.
No, not our final.
Just our next. I'm going to have to take care of my office script here. Our next order of business today is House Bill 42, an act relating to the elimination or modification of state agency publications that are outdated, duplicative, or excessive, sponsored by House Rules by request of the governor. Mm-hmm. It's a second hearing for this bill. We previously heard this bill in our last hearing on April 27. At this hearing, we heard an introduction to the bill, heard about the fiscal impact of the bill, and took invited and public testimony. Our intention today is to consider amendments and then hear the will of the committee. At the last hearing for this bill, we set an amendment deadline for this bill. We've not received any proposed amendments for the bill. With that, we will turn to the will of the committee. What is the will of the committee regarding House Bill 42?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 42, Work Order 33GH1413-Alpha, out of committee with attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Without objection, House Bill 42 moves out of House State Affairs with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the documents. Go now to our final order of business. House Bill 157, an act establishing Juneteenth Day as a legal holiday, sponsored by the Honorable Representative Wright. It's a second hearing for this bill. We previously heard this bill at our last hearing on May 9th. At this hearing, we heard an introduction to the bill, heard about the fiscal laws accompanying the bill, and took invited and public testimony. Our intention today is to consider amendments and then hear the will of the committee. At the last hearing for this bill, we set an amendment deadline for the bill, and we have not received any proposed amendments. With that, we will turn to the will of the committee. What is the will of the committee regarding House Bill 157?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 157, Work Order 33LS0741-Alpha, on a committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Okay. Without objection, House Bill 157 moves out of House State Affairs with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations, and we'll take a brief of these to sign the documents. We're back on the record, and in advance of us concluding our business for the day, I'd like committee members to be aware that there is no Saturday meeting in State Affairs. That concludes our business for the day, and with that, this meeting is adjourned at 3:30.